Seattle Center, 8-2 Mike Hotel is on the ground at Bremerton. Would like to close our flight plan.
November 8 to Mike Hotel. Thank you. I for cancellation received. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Santa United 4739. Quick question for you, if you don't mind.
United 4739. Go ahead.
If I had to get out of the cockpit for a couple of minutes, would you prefer to put the plane on pause or just let you know and keep it running?
You can just keep it running until flight level 370 and then just let me know when you're back.
I would appreciate it. It would just be a couple minutes, 4739.
Gotcha.
San Francisco clearance, SkyWest 5953, fire to Santa Barbara with Oscar.
SkyWest 5953, San Francisco clearance, clear to Santa Barbara Airport via Seagull 1 departure, young transitioned and has filed. Climb via Citix at maintain 10,000. Expect flight level 2900 in 10 minutes after departure. NorCal departure frequency 135.1, squawk 1733.
Okay, SkyWest 5953 is cleared to Santa Barbara, Seagull 1, Young, then S5, climb via the seat except maintain 10,000. Expect 290 in 10 minutes after departure, departure frequency 135.1, and squawk 1733.
SkyWest 5953, read back correct, expect runway 1 left.
Okay, we expect 1 left, thank you, SkyWest 5953.
Okay, Santa United 4739, way back.
United 4739, thank you.
Sir, American 3171 radio check.
American 3171, I hear you loud and clear.
I think it's a little quiet. Slow day today.
Yeah.
That figures.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I have 5 guys right now, but no one's talking.
Interesting. Are you guys all based on the West Coast, or is it just all over the country?
Probably all over.
Nice.
Santa United 4739, can you still read me 5, or is it a bit more staticky?
United 4739, it's 5 and 5. What's up? United 4739, contact select center 128.72.
128.72, United 4739. Salt Lake City Center, United 4739 with you. We're at 370.
United 4739, select center, roger. American 3171, descend via the T-Bur 4 arrival, Denver landing south, altimeter 3006.
3006, descend via the T-Bur 4 landing south, American 3156. Correction, 3171. Sorry, too many numbers.
That's fine.
G'day, Santa. Just curious, what's the, I know it's paywalled, but what's the biggest amount of planes, well, the most amount of planes you've seen online at once while you were controlling? Just wondering.
American 4739, it was pretty recent. I think it was on Sunday. I was working like 12 planes, but back in during COVID, I heard just one controller controlling about 20 to 25 planes at the same time.
I'm assuming the weekend is still the busiest day of the week.
Olympia Ground, good morning, sir. 76 Mike Hotel, requesting IFR clearance to Payne Airport.
Sir, 76 Mike Hotel, Olympia Ground, clear to Payne Field Airport via Yellum 5 departure. Redirectors to Olympia VOR. Victor 287, Payne VOR, then direct. Climb and maintain 3,000, expect 7,000 in 5 minutes. Departure frequency 120.4, squawk 6566.
Sir, 76 Mike Hotel is clear to the Payne Airport via the Yelm 5 departure. Vectors Olympia VOR, Victor 287, Payne VOR, then direct. Climb maintain 3,000, expect 7,000 5 minutes after departure. Departure frequency 120.4, squawk 6566.
Sir, 6 Mike Hotel, read back correct? United 4739, actually not. It depends. Sometimes it's just a random day. Wednesday, Friday, could be Tuesday. But yeah, weekends, very steady.
Apologies, Santa. United 4739, another question for you.
United 4739, go ahead.
The I ratings, part of the Pilot Edge program, if I haven't done them, is there any downsides? Am I restricted to do anything on the network? Or?
As far as I know, if you don't complete the I ratings and all the CAT ratings, you are not able to do this, the sky high scenarios, which I'm assuming you're flying the commercial airlines. Probably not a problem. I don't see any downside of it, but I can double check. One sec.
San Francisco ground, SkyWest 5953, red taxi with Oscar and Terminal 3.
SkyWest 5953, San Francisco ground. Thanks for information, Oscar. Runway 1 left, taxi via Alpha, Mike 1.
1 left via Alpha, Mike 1, SkyWest 5953.
Olympia ground, sir, 76 Mike Hotel at the GA hangars, with information, hotel ready to taxi 17IFR.
American 3171, contact Denver, approach 120.35.
2035, American. 2035, American 3171.
American 3171, Denver approach, second.
Yep, Denver approach, American 3171, descending via the T-bar, and we have information, Mike.
American 3171, Roger, expect visual approach, runway 16 left.
A chance we get 16 right.
American 3171, Roger, expect visual approach, runway 16 right.
Visual 16 right, American 3171.
November 76, Mike Hotel, Olympia Ground. Thanks for information, hotel. Runway 17, taxi via Echo Bravo.
Runway 17, taxi via Echo Bravo, 76 Mike Hotel.
Fresno Ground, radio check.
Aircraft calling Fresno Ground, I hear you loud and clear.
Roger, thank you.
Approach American 3171. Quick question, what's the, I heard you guys talk about the sky high scenarios. What are those?
Those are just for the beginning, beginner. When someone, you know, fly the first time. So apparently it's all voluntary, and the only time the pilot may be required to finish the I rating, CAT rating, the sky high scenario is if there's a multiple deviations during their flights. But it's just a theme flight, and you can actually check on our website, go to the community section, and it should be the sky charter, something like that.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the information.
Roger that. We appreciate it for 739.
Yep. San Francisco Tower, SkyWest 5953 is holding short, 1 left.
SkyWest 5953, San Francisco Tower, wind 350 at 3, runway 1 left, clear for takeoff.
1 left, clear for takeoff, SkyWest 5953.
Olympia Tower, 076 Mike Hotel, holding short 17, ready for departure, IFR.
Sierra 76 Mike Hotel, Olympia Tower, wind 1906, runway 17, clear for takeoff.
17, cleared for takeoff, Sierra 76 Mike Hotel.
SkyWest 5953, contact NorCal departure.
Over NorCal, SkyWest 5953.
American 3171, contact Denver approach 123.85.
Denver approach 123.85, American 3171.
NorCal departure, SkyWest 5953, 2200 climb to Sigma 1.
SkyWest 5953, NorCal departure, radar contact. Climb via SID, except maintain flight level 190.
Via SID, except maintain 190, SkyWest 5953.
Denver approach, good afternoon,
American. Hotel, contact departure.
3171, descending via the Tabor 4. We're out of 12,000.
Seattle departure, sir, 76 Mike Hotel, 1,200, climbing to 3,000.
Sir, 76 Mike Hotel, Seattle departure, radar contact. Climb and maintain 7,000.
Climb and maintain 7,000, sir, 76 Mike Hotel.
American 3171, Denver approach, altimeter 3006. American 3171, fly heading 350, descend and maintain 9,000, vectors for the visual approach.
All right, heading 350, descend and maintain 9,000, American 3171.
Sir, 6 Mike Hotel, clear direct Olympia VOR.
Clear direct Olympia VOR, 76 Mike Hotel.
Fresno Ground, Cherokee 8295 Hotel, when you go IFR to Fresno Air Terminal for the RNAV 29 left with information, Romeo.
November 8295 Hotel, Fresno Ground, contact clearance delivery 124.35.
124.35, thank you.
American 3171, descend and maintain 8000, turn right heading 080.
Descend and maintain 8,000, right turn 080, American 3171.
American 3171, airport about 2 o'clock, 12 miles, advise villain site.
We'll advise when we have it to American 3171.
Fresno clearance, Cherokee 8295 Hotel, going IFR to Fresno Air Terminal for the RNAV 29 left approach with information, Romeo.
November 8295 Hotel, Fresno clearance, clear to Fresno Chandler Executive Airport via Yosemite 3 departure, redirectors to frame, then direct, Climb and maintain 3,000. Departure frequency 119.6. Squawk 4053. American 3171, turn right heading 150. This is to maintain 7,000.
Right, 150, 7,000, fields in sight. American 3171.
American 3171, clear visual approach runway 16 right.
Revision 16 right, American 3171.
This is Cherokee 2995 Hotel. I wanted clearance back to Fresno. I'm starting in Fresno Air Terminal and ending in Fresno Air Terminal.
November 905 Hotel. So you want to come back at the Kilo Foxtrot Alpha Tango Airport? Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, it indicates that you filed the arriving the destination airport as Kilo Foxtrot Charlie Hotel.
Yes, if you could delete that, please. I couldn't delete it on my end.
Gotcha, give me 1 second. American 3171, contact Tower 135.3.
35.3, American 3171, see ya. Number Tower, American 3171, visual 16 right.
American 3171, Denver Tower, wind 3104, runway 16 right. Clear to land.
That's a correct. Clear to land. 3171. We're going to gate Bravo 67.
Roger. United 4739. Descend pilot's discretion. Maintain flight level 240. Report leaving flight level 370.
Pilot's discretion 240 and we'll report when leaving 370. 47. Apologies. United 4739.
SkyWest 5953. Contact Oakland Center 127.45.
127.45, SkyWest 5953. Oakland Center, SkyWest 5953 is leveling off of flight level 190.
SkyWest 5953, Oakland Center, climb and maintain flight level 290.
Climb and maintain flight level 290, SkyWest 5953.
November 8295 Hotel, clear to Fresno Airport via Yosemite 3 departure. Redirectors to frame, then direct. Climb and maintain 3,000. Departure with Fresno approach 119.6. Squawk 4053.
Cleared to Fresno through the Yosemite 3 departure, then to frame, then direct. Maintain 3,000. Departure frequency 119.6. Squawk 4053. 8295 Hotel.
November 905 Hotel, read back correct. And just verify you're planning to do the RNAV runway 30 approach starting from the frame, correct?
That is correct for 95 Hotel.
Roger, respect that. American 3171, when able, exit left at Delta 5, taxi to terminal via Whiskey Bravo, Bravo November, monitor ground 121.35. Have a great day.
Hi, Whiskey Bravo. Give me a progressive, I'm sorry.
American 3171. Okay, that's okay. You exit at Delta 8. Just follow the taxiway Delta all the way and go to Whiskey Bravo. Should be on your left from Delta and then straight it to Bravo November.
All right, all the way down Delta, Whiskey Bravo to November, American 3171. Thanks.
November 8295 Hotel. It indicates that you're holding short runway 29 left at Bravo 2. Say location.
That is correct. I'm holding short of runway 29 left at Bravo 2 for 95 Hotel.
Okay, are you ready for departure?
Not yet. I'm going through run-up and getting avionics set up.
Got it. Before you taxi, you're supposed to talk to the ground controller first, just for the future reference.
Roger. Thank you.